Good morning, good people. It is 24th November 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Andrew Dang Lak and companion martyrs. The readings are from Revelation chapter 14, verse 14 to 19, and the Gospel from Luke chapter 21, verses 5 to 11. The responsorial psalm acclaims, "The Lord comes to judge the earth," Psalm 96, verse 13. We all believe and accept the second coming of our Lord and the inevitable end we all face one day. No evil will have a final say in front of the Lord. There is no need to fear when we have lived our lives to the pattern of the gospel values. Jesus, the Lord and the judge against the all evil in us. As we prepare ourselves to enter the Advent, these readings prepare our minds to examine our lives, where we are in our charitable and our selfish lives. It is not time to cheat ourselves and others with an attitude that does not bring us closer to God. Harvest of our good deeds will surely be rewarded by the Lord, and indifference and uncharitable acts will be punished. To face the end, we require to do three things, such as never to cheat anyone, not to be cheated by anyone, and there is no need of fear. Let us not get used to what destroys us and others. As we reflect the final judgment, it is good to spend some time to reflect, where do we stand in front of God and one another. To be ready does not mean to scare ourselves. Since we do not know the time of our departure from this world, we need to be ready. Confronting the spiritual issues of our lives is of importance as we deal with the matters of life. In everyone's life, there is one to lead and many to mislead, or vice versa. Jesus said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and the time is near. Do not go after them." Luke chapter 21, verse 8. God outlasts everything that exists, and all rest will not last forever. God is faithful always, and therefore let us face the end with the dignity and fearlessly. Have a lovely day. God bless you.